All right, I want you to go ahead and share your news. Chris has some big news this morning.
I do.
We now know a regionally famous athlete. Is that what you would say?
Maybe.
For these more of the St. Louis area. But go ahead, tell us.
Nice music.
Thank you.
Well, I got an email from my dad yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And in this email was a little update about my dad's adventures in the Senior Olympics.
The Senior Olympics?
Yeah.
I didn't realize those existed.
You didn't?
No.
Well, they do.
Okay.
It's for people like 50 and older.
All right.
Both him and my mom did stuff in it. Yeah, that's right. My mom's cool, too.
Okay.
But he won every single category he entered.
How many categories?
Like 7 or something.
God.
Like that.
So what, did you get a gold medal for the whole thing then, or what?
I don't know.
Or you get a gold medal for each individual event?
I'm kind of curious as to what happened myself, but...
Like little tabs of Viagra to... Well, your dad's... How old's your dad?
52, maybe.
And how old do you suppose some of the people were he was competing against?
There was probably a few people around that age, but a lot of them were older.
Yeah.
Like 60s, 70s.
I'm guessing that's where most of the age population was.
Are you implying my dad is unathletic?
I'm implying that he...
Cheated?
Yes. Against old people.
I think the rules are 50.
Well, yeah, the rules are that, but I think that's for... people who are like 50 and maybe in a wheelchair. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, 50 years old is a lot different than 60 or 70.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on. Like, I think my dad's like, my dad's 57, 58, 50. He's old. But, I would say it'd be totally unfair.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, if they wanted the rules to be different, I think they would have written them 60 and older, maybe?
Yeah, that seems more appropriate to me. 50?
50.
That's 52 is your dad's exact age. And how old's your mom?
51.
Yeah, see, well, how did they get involved in this, do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know the whole background story? Okay. Because somebody dragged them into it. They're like, no, come on, you need to do this. One of those type of things.
Could be.
Excusable.
Mm-hmm.
If they were like, look at this, honey. Like, looking in the paper one day. I bet you we could totally go dominate on some old people in the old people Olympics.
Yeah, that sounds like my parents. Not. I think it was the first
Not.
One.
Not. I don't know.
Why do you think that's so wrong?
I guess I need to see the other old people struggling to complete the events while your dad blazes.
Well, it wasn't like racing or anything. It was just like weird categories like.
Okay, this is important.
3-point shooting.
Okay.
Bowling.
But tons of old men can't even make a 3-point shot at all.
And those old men should not be competing in this event.
Okay, I'm sorry. 3-point shooting. What else?
Bowling.
Bowling. How do they decide? They play a full game or?
I guess. Yeah. Okay. 10 frames.
Right.
Standing long jump, whatever that is. You stand in one place and jump.
Oh, jeez. What are they trying to do with these old people?
I don't know. And then there was like a softball throw, shot put.
Softball throw?
Yeah.
What's that?
You throw a softball as far as you can.
And then they do the shot put also? Is this the same activity except you're just using a heavier weight?
Pretty much. Except you don't throw it the same way.
So these are all events that your dad... One?
Yeah.
That you're...
I'm thinking hula hooping and sack racing might have been one of them too, but I just can't remember.
Are you joking or not?
I don't know. You remember how like in elementary school they used to have those like field days?
Yeah, three-legged race,
yeah.
Sack races.
A lot of the categories reminded me of. Hula hooping, Red Rover, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah? I bet your dad could totally kick some old people ass at Red Rover.
Probably so.
Don't even bring it.